Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is Tuesday, December 6th, 2022. How's it going?
Pretty good, Matthew. How you doing today?
Good.
It was good.
Good, thank you.
I'm glad.
I realized this morning how, I'm not using the right word here, but premeditated my day is.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know that clock I took a picture of the other day and sent to you that was... It's still behind. They didn't change the clock on the public clock. I'm not going to say where it is.
Yeah.
But it's a public clock.
It is.
And that picture I took you, because you sent me a text the other morning. You said, hey, I got to stop for gas, running a minute late. I sent him a picture of the...
That clock.
The wrong clock. Mm. It said, we're both late.
Well, I know what you're talking about.
I was sitting at that red light today. Looked at it, same exact time.
Mm-hmm.
Has it ever worked?
Yeah.
Yeah, it worked.
Within the past 10 years?
Before cell phones, how'd you know what time it was when you were right there on that area?
Needed public clocks.
You had to have it.
There's one like that at a town square
locally
that hasn't worked in at least a decade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, I can get in the car and look at the time that pops up when I start the car, and I know exactly when I'm going to get here. And then I come pull it in right then.
It's Groundhog Day or Groundhoggy Day.
It is.
Yeah. Ish. Day-ish.
Yeah. Yeah, to a certain extent, I like some chaos, like a chaotic kind of schedule. That's why I envy people who do certain things where they don't have the same schedule.
Well, I feel like you already do that.
I kind of do. Yeah, I kind of have to live in a state of chaos, yeah. To some extent.
That's good. Yeah, to a point.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. But then again, I like, I like to kind of know.
Yeah. I mean, on the one hand, routine is good for a lot of people, and it has benefits to me as well. But, man, if it's just that, it gets so monotonous, like Groundhog Day.
Uh-huh.
But then too much chaos, that'll plumb wear you out.
Do you think, if you listen to the podcast, you may not know this, but, like, we start every show with Pantera.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that that's kind of like Groundhog Day to people with "This and Sonny and Cher"? I got you, babe. Remember that? So they hear that every morning. It's the same song that starts.
Good point.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a good point. But I know a lot of people seem to like it when they text in about it.
Oh, they love the song. But I wonder, like, after a while, if it's like, oh, man.
Mm.
I don't want to change it, though. That's just spur of the moment thought.
Mm-hmm.
Go Cox.
Maybe we should start with this sometime.
We should.
We did one time on Groundhog Day.
Several times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think we did it at the top of the hour every hour.
Mm-hmm.
It was like.
Make a note for three months from now. 2 months. Less than 2 months from now. My God.
It was I don't know what it predicted.
The clown?
Punxsutawney.
Oh, yeah.
It's another new podcast on the Odyssey app. Punks and Tony.
Yep.
He has his own
cast now.
I don't think we pay attention to him, do we?
Phil?
Well, it's not Staten Island Chuck.
Yeah, Fatboy's a big fan of Staten Island Chuck.
Oh.
What's the other one? What's the Georgia one? God, he's got some redneck name.
What's their life expectancy? I think they've probably gone through more than that.
In Georgia, they have Beauregard Lee.
That's right. What it was.
Beauregard.
Yeah.
They're little fat bastards. They don't live long.
No. Uh-huh.
They'll have to change the name of that one eventually. Beauregard, I mean.
Well, his full name is General Beauregard Lee, so yeah.
Let's call him Sherman or something.
Yeah, I wonder what is the... I don't know why I wonder, but now I wonder. The life expectancy. That's interesting.
Yeah. Beauregard Lee lives in Jackson, which is in Butts County, Georgia. South of Atlanta. Between Atlanta and Warner Robins, home of Ron Simmons.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
I know how you could look it up if you want to look it up. You type in.
I'm too far away from the keyboard right now.
Oh my God.
Do you realize?
Wait, what were you going to look up? I'll look up.
The life expectancy?
Oh.
Of.
No, I'm the only one who has Google, and y'all don't have account.
But you're look, the ergonomics right now, like you're perfectly right there. Your hands go perfectly.
The average lifespan of a groundhog is 3 years.
Oh. Well, I mean, they've gone through many.
The gestation period is 32 days. Yeah, they come and go.
Can they legally put a lady groundhog in there and call it Phil?
They probably will.
Misrepresent
it. They probably didn't even know it was Phil's child coming through instead of him.
Probably not even related. Probably ain't even really from Philadelphia. They probably import him.
Oh, Phyllis. Yeah.
Groundhog Phyllis.
You'd think it'd be the same bloodline.
It's just a sewer rat from Jersey with buck teeth.
Oh, they claim that Punxsutawney Phil's been the same one since 1886.
Okay.
He's a ghost groundhog.
Yeah.
Well, that's how the people survived during the cataclysm. They went underground.
Mm-hmm.
Did you type how long a groundhog finna live?
Yeah, well, give us a hack in that. Like, you don't put in the whole sentence. You put in keywords, right?
Put in groundhog lifespan.
Okay.
Well, that's pretty concise.
Yeah. Because when you start typing something in Google, I love looking at the drop downs to see what little, you know.
People type entire questions like, what is the lifespan of a groundhog?
Right.
It's a machine.
Yeah. Elon Musk, net worth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Elon Musk. Ban, unban.
I still think people asking full questions with question marks and punctuations and everything, I think that still goes back to asking Jeeves back in the day.
Oh, Jeeves. Wow, man. Yeah, that was the, oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. It took forever, too. Wasn't in 0.896 seconds. And it wasn't controlled by the elite. The young bucks, they have control of it.
You do the little Google search and it says, look, why does it burn when it poop?
I mean, it's, you got to think, is it a programmer at Google just popping those in? Or is that like, that's why people get so upset about the privacy rights. They're afraid God, you were that dumb, you had to Google that? Not that particular thing, but anything. Some of the ones I've had to Google before are silly, stupid.
Punxsutawney Phil, 136 years old.
God.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That thing is seen.
Yeah.
Upskirts, he didn't want to.
Plenty.
Oh, God. Oh, man. Well, if it's that old, knickers as well. Yeah. Of course, they used to keep them kind of bow-tied. Men would wear, like, white pantyhose.
Well, Payne Stewart wore them in golf.
Well, rest in peace. Yeah. But still, it was a weird look.
And the groundhog guys dress all funny and old-timey, too. Remember Groundhog Day? They wear the coats with the tails and top hats and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But I don't know what Punxsutawney looks like because I've never seen it. Yeah. And in Groundhog Day, they're in Woodstock, Illinois, portraying it as Punxsutawney.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's like at my church when I was a kid, they'd do old-fashioned Christmas caroling throughout the neighborhood. And they would dress like it was.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Not colonial time, but like. Turn of the century,
yeah.
Like some of the old men that have on top hats, looking like Abraham Lincoln walking around, and oh God, it was just weird. I wonder they should have dressed in the more trendy clothes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. The old time Christmas caroling's funny. I haven't seen it in a long time, but I've seen it several times in real life.
Yep.
Yeah. Fat boy, what was that? Got distracted, but not in a bad way. It looks like Snuffleupagus.
That's a groundhog's hog.
God!
They don't have a groundhog face.
That ain't a groundhog.
That's according to Reddit.
That's something out of the ground's hog. That's what that is. Great daddy. What's your hack? What'd you Google to find that?
I can't say. But it rhymes with a groundhog becker.
Oh, does it? Great show. It wasn't as good as his work on Cheers.
That's weird looking. That's up close shot. That's the end of it.
Goodness.
Let's see. This post on Twitter says it's an echidna. The same picture. Yeah, and then this Reddit says it is too.
An echidna. Oh, that.
Yeah. And then this other one says it's a burrowing mole.
What is echidna?
It's, you know, Knuckles from Sonic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's one.
Oh. Are they native to this land?
No.
Okay. All right.
I don't believe so.
That's wild, isn't it?
Yeah, they do burrow like that. That's why Knuckles is Knuckles.
Yeah.
He can dig and stuff.
If their name's Knuckles, it sounds like they're going to come after and take somebody out.
Mm-hmm.
Get my buddy Knuckles on you.
Let's see. They live in Australia and New Guinea.
Wow.
You got to change that name.
I mean, it's old Guinea by now, right? How long have they been new? Like old Jersey, old York, New Amsterdam. That's the original name, you know.
Country's going to get canceled. They got to rename the country.
Well, I mean, that's why they start just making up words, you know. Like, they just start making up words. They don't want to have any offense to it. You know, like, most of the major companies in America, like, they're named after, like, stars and like deities, things like that.
Yeah,
everything was a lady holding a torch.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was, you know, even Nike, even Sprite, and everything.
And then there's Balenciaga.
I don't say that word. I won't even say it.
I know.
And boycott the Og.
Shoot.
If you're offended.
Oh no, I'm not offended. I just think it's weird. I don't even want to talk about it. Like on YouTube, where they talk about it, they mute it so they know, because they know that it's like, oh, what are you? It's like talking about blanket gate. You know, you don't want to do it. You don't want to mention any gate online. No, any of them.
Not even Watergate.
Ah!
You have the old heads talking about it. Because everybody thought Pat Buchanan was deep throat for years.
Come in. Now, that was me out of frustration.
Yeah.
Oh, the other, I found out yesterday about Barry Windham, man.
Oh, I know, dude.
He had a heart attack.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
He's in ICU.
Yeah, we got a GoFundMe for him now.
Dang it, man.
Yeah.
Is it close?
I don't know. I saw a recent photo of him. He was a professional wrestler. Really, really good. Started off very early.
Yeah, he was great in his day.
Yeah. He was, in many people's eyes, a four horseman, of the four, but
yeah.
not mine. But like, I saw a reunion picture of all them. Man, he was like, he looked rough. But everybody does that I see from, you know, like you remember them from sports cards or the sitcom they were on then.
Mm-hmm.
And you haven't seen him in 20, 30 years. Like, ah, you look different. Oh, no crap. They should hold up a mirror at me. Look at you.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's Bray Wyatt's uncle.
Well, yeah. That's where his name comes from. Mm-hmm. His first name is Wyndham.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been weird if his name was Barry Wyatt.
Oh, he was traveling through Atlanta when it happened. Dang it.
Uh-oh, that was mine that time.
Oh, no. You need to eat something.
No, it's a burp.
But go ahead, no, you need to eat something.
No, it's
go
a
ahead and eat something.
I done ate.
That's how it feels when you do it to me.
I know. But mine's rare.
Yeah. Mine ain't happened yet, but it will. Your time.
To answer the text, you could. That's one thing you can Google, what that whole thing's about. Because it, like every, you know, talking about the B-word fashion brand.
Mm-hmm.
This person maybe, I don't know. If I didn't know how to spell it, would I know how to Google how to spell it? Google probably correct it for you.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah. You got to think if this will correct affect Christian Bale at the box office.
Oh, it might. It might.
That's another thing I'm thinking about.
It might.
I don't know if you're talking about Christian Bale or Kristen Bell. I don't know which one.
I'm now not comfortable saying either one of them. Mm-hmm. Now that you said that. Well, it's all in the tongue. The tongue is mightier than the sword.
Yours.
I've heard that before.
Mm-hmm. Like a compliment when you're trying to be a jerk, fat boy.
Is that, what if that's, the tongue is mightier than the sword? Is that a sexual reference? because you talk about, you know, remember Captain Stabbing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's got to be.
Depends on what the sword's made of.
Yeah.
It's got to be something nefarious.
I know somebody got his stuck in a rock one time.
Really?
You remember?
Yeah.
Sir Lancelot?
Yeah. Sir Lix-a-Lot.
Then that one guy named his after his mom. That was weird.
It was bizarre.
Drew McIntyre.
Oh, yeah.
Also a wrestler.
Yeah, big old sword. I mean, he's like 6'5". That sword's got to be, it's like the one Dio had in his music videos.
it's got to weigh.
But not cardboard.
No, it's real.
Yeah, it is. He cut the ring rope with it one time. Trying to kill someone.
Yeah.
Love to use the sword.
My sword.
The Berserker one time tried to kill the Undertaker.
The Berserker.
He stabbed his sword into the mat, like down into the wood planks. The Undertaker sat up, so he missed him. Yeah, he tried to kill him. And then Drew McIntyre trying to kill people with a sword.
You're going to stab the mat. That wouldn't have been good.
No.
All right, today's Tuesday. So we have the situation we teased you with yesterday, Truth and Consequences. Always on Tuesday is when we do it to... It started off to kind of appease management, but it makes sense. Kind of let you know when we're going to do stuff. It's the truth of it. We didn't know what the hell we were doing.
We had no idea.
Yeah. So we have a situation where the wife is going to call her own husband to reveal to him that she's going above his head in a decision he made for the family.
Mm-hmm.
And that decision is our kid is not moving back in with us.
Yeah.
Worked too hard. Still working too hard.
He's one of those dads who's like, nope, ain't no grown kids of mine coming back to the house.
Right.
I mean, to live.
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
They might be able to visit, maybe.
I don't know many that would want to do that, you know. Anyway, we'll get into all that. That'll begin at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central.
Yeah, it will, man, coming up in less than an hour.
That's right. In the meantime, feel free to text us. TLCMotors.com text line, that is 72341. Paige, what's up in the Plex?
Well, a cast member from Cheers has lost their battle with cancer. We'll get into that story next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Cool.
And this person, I have to say, is drop dead gorgeous.
Oh, man.
He's a coach.
He's got to be coach. Or George
coach
Wendt.
Coach is dead already.
It's Norm.
Norm's still alive?
Yeah.
Oh. I just said Becker. No, Fatboy did. All right.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys, Madman, Nine, Paige, and Fatboy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Good.
I'm Paige, and we begin with a sad story. Kirstie Alley's children... True and Lily Parker confirmed Monday that the actress had died of cancer at the age of 71. She recently found out that she had cancer. And according to the family statement, they say that Kirsty, quote, fought with great strength, leaving us with a certainty of her never-ending joy of living and whatever adventures lie ahead.
That was well said,
yeah,
by them. I wasn't the biggest fan of Cheers, but I liked her in Three Men and a Baby.
She did a great job in Look Who's Talking series.
Is that what it was?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So her movie credits include Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, Drop Dead Gorgeous, that was the cheerleading film.
That's a funny movie.
Look Who's Talking, the movie that you referred to.
AKA Three Men and a Baby.
Do you remember the funny line from Look Who's Talking?
There's a bunch.
Which big one?
Which one?
Where he looked at her boobs, Bruce Willis, and said, "Ha ha, lunch."
No, remember that.
Because he's a baby.
He was a baby. Not actually, it was just his voice.
Yep. Kind of looked like him, though.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Kirstie Alley is best known for playing Rebecca Howe on NBC's Cheers from 1987 to 1993. And then she had a second NBC sitcom, Veronica's Closet, which was 3 seasons.
Oh, man. I never saw the episode of Wings where Rebecca from Cheers shows up.
They
intertwine them?
Rebecca Howe shows up on an episode of Wings, so yeah, it's the same character.
I always loved when they would do that, man.
Yeah, I just saw the one where they had Norm and Cliff on there. They were going up to Nantucket to fish.
Oh, that's funny.
You watched recent episode of Veronica's Closet?
No, Wings.
Oh, Wings. Oh, wow.
Wings is a funny show. I like Wings.
And she was also on Showtime's Fat Actress.
Well, I forgot about that. Yeah. That was a big thing.
Well, she did a lot.
Yeah, she's done a lot in her lifetime.
She did a lot of TV.
So we feel for the family, her 2 children.
Look Who's Talking made $297 million at the box office in 1989 on a $7 million budget.
Yeah,
I mean, that movie netted $290 million.
What year was it?
1989.
89?
Yeah.
Okay, so people still had money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's when credit scores were invented, 1989, yeah. Or established anyway.
Yeah.
No wonder they made the one with talking dogs. They just kept making money.
Wow.
Government had money because they didn't pay for those guns they took.
Yeah.
No, they didn't. Some of them they sold twice.
Yeah. Oh, man, those movies had good cast, though.
Which one of those 2 movies, Three Men and a Baby, or Look Who's Talking, was it? They said you could freeze it and see a ghost in the background.
I think it was Three Men and a Baby.
Okay. That was, what I remember. I don't remember which part of the movie it was, but they said you freeze it and you see a apparition,
mm-hmm,
of a ghost.
In the house?
Yeah. Yeah, just like they said you could see somebody hanging in The Wizard of Oz. Didn't somebody kill themselves?
I don't know.
Was it a dwarf?
It's the Cowardly Lion, right, was the story back in the day. I don't know if it's
did
true
he,
or not.
Did he died on set?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, hung himself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, here's a crazy story for you. A prank that's popular at shopping malls is really annoying for certain people. A prank of surrounding cars with shopping carts is trending online, so be aware of that. If you leave your car in the parking lot and go inside, you might find something that's going to make you very, very angry, as this is in this situation.
God, I don't remember ever seeing buggies in malls.
Yeah, me neither.
Except the ones that look like cars you could push your kid in, but that's not, mm-hmm, that's a kid buggy.
I didn't see them at, like Walmart and stuff.
Yeah.
Grocery stores.
Oh, okay. Shopping. Okay, yeah.
The thing that, I guess, like, you know, like all the malls that are outdoor malls.
Yeah.
The shopping centers, we used to call them.
Strip malls.
But I don't, this is on the retailers for not getting them damn things out. You got to keep carts rotating.
That's true.
Yeah.
They got them little, you know. The ones where you don't have to push them all the way.
Mm-hmm.
Got the little motor on the end of it.
Yeah, like the ones Walmart uses?
Yes.
Yeah.
They should just make them robots now, where they can just drive themselves back.
People be intentionally hitting them with cars.
Now, is this just to be a jerk, or is this because people didn't put their buggy back, and they're like, oh.
Well, now, if there's reasoning behind it, that'd be good.
This is just a reaction of the person that comes out who's very upset. A lot of people get upset, and naturally that's what people want to film, is the reaction that they get when stunts like this are done and people go to their cars. And recently it happened to a woman in Oklahoma. Her name is Henrietta Love.
And don't do it to old people. At least I assume she's old.
After she dropped into a Walmart to pick up a few things, she said she was scared when she came out because she didn't understand what was happening.
You want to hear from Henrietta, see if we feel she's old enough?
Henrietta Love?
Yeah.
Is she related to Dr. Buddy?
I don't know.
He kept saying his manager, Dave, told him to do that. Maybe. So I turned around, went back into the store looking for this Dave. She's like, who are you? You don't work here. You don't work here. And both of them kept saying, yes, we do. Yes, we do. We were hired this morning.
These two individuals are known by the PD. We've had other incidents with them, and they've been trespassed from other properties.
And they want to catch people saying ugly things. When I decided to take their picture, they were like, oh, we forgot to say cheese. I wish they would just go get a real job.
A real job. I wonder if they like put it on YouTube.
Oh yeah.
And when you say surrounded by shopping carts, I don't think you're really grasping the image that I'm seeing here right now. Because you think, oh, a few, but no, they're like the buggies are like laced together. You know, like
lean into the. I'm going to look in the reflection of glasses.
There's dozens of them. There's 50 plus shopping carts. Let's see if I can get them.
Your car is surrounded by them.
God, I see the reflection in your glasses. It looks like Mecca.
It might be a little intimidating for someone who's older walking out there not knowing what she's in for.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm counting like around 30, I think, shopping carts all around this one Cadillac SUV. Not Escalade, one of the smaller ones.
Mm. Probably Bezos hires people to do that, so they'll just shop online.
Yeah, and they put them together in such a way that it'd be tough to get started moving them.
So the guys, as we heard on the soundbite, they said that they... we're told by a manager named Dave to do that to her. So that when she went in the store, she was looking for Dave.
Dave's not here. Right. I wonder if someone says.
So she went to the local news to warn people about that and wish that they got a real job instead of doing pranks for fun.
If it's an old person, I mean, if it's anybody, it sucks.
It does.
Or what if you, like, you know, shouldn't do it if there's car seat in there, you know. Parents coming out, got a kid, one hip, bags on the other.
You shouldn't do it if there's if it's hot in the summertime and there's children and dogs locked in the car.
Oh, goodness.
No.
Shouldn't do it then.
No. You should use those buggies to break the windows open.
Yeah, you should. I get that young people do these things. I don't get why. I never did even when I was a punk kid.
You know, I'd rather than do this than to go, do something far more nefarious.
They could do worse things.
Like spray paint our downtown.
Well, yeah, man. Go steal a street sign, be fine.
Well, that's expensive, too.
Yeah, make taxes go up. Why not?
Well, costs money.
I got news for you. They're going up either way.
Everything is.
They never go down. They always up. They always tick up.
The receipts are smaller now at CVS.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
No idea.
Yeah, they're smaller.
There's a regional grocery store chain making up for it.
Yeah.
You go there, too.
Oh, there's coupons on the back of those.
Too. I mean, the best thing to do is not give them the reaction that they want, so you won't make a very good video. And don't cuss at them.
Well, it's already done at that point. They're not going to fly around and keep doing it,
Wear a disguise when you're out in public.
Yeah, once it's already done, it's done.
Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Thank you. Fatboy, what is going on in the sports report?
We got to talk about the Baseball Hall of Fame. You got to help me out here because I'm befuddled.
Really would love to go one day, but everybody says it's so lackluster once you get there.
Nowhere.
Nothing to do.
There was some good news. The former Atlanta Brave got into the Hall of Fame. Yeah. And we got questions about a couple other people. Just missed the cut.
You're baiting me into this.
There really was an Atlanta Brave.
Oh, okay.
And it's a guy you like a whole lot, Matt, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No kidding.
It's a guy you like a lot. You're a big fan of his. We met him before.
Did I pretend to be related to him?
I hope not.
Okay.
I don't think anybody would bought it if you did.
Okay. See, that's fun right there, right? We'll find out who next. Good morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen to many others, but none of them hold a flame to Nine and Matt Man and Paige, Fat Boy. They all good every morning.
The Rise Guys.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
The Hall of Fame, the baseball, excuse me. Yes, the MLB Hall of Fame.
Get is a, it?
See, here's the thing, man. You got the MLB Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
You got the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and you have the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame,
mm-hmm.
which is college and pro.
I've seen that. That's in Tennessee.
This is in Missouri, isn't it?
What did I see? Which Hall of Fame did I see? I was like, oh,
which
wow.
one?
Naismith.
Massachusetts, Springfield.
Which one's no, in Knoxville? Right. It's not the World's Fair. That was, too. Something else. I passed by it. I was like, oh, there's that. It's like when you drive by the NASCAR Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
It's just weird that, you know, baseball's only got its real Hall of Fame.
Well, the only one that's league-sponsored.
Yeah, like the NBA don't have one.
Yeah, it's just basketball.
Yeah. College and pro. Men's and women's. Good news for the Braves. They get one in, they get a Hall of Famer in.
It ain't Dale Bryan, though.
No. But he did have a lot of instructional videos.
Oh, he did.
Crime dog.
It is. Fred McGriff.
God. I love the way that man wore a hat.
Here's the thing.
Right on his head. It's on top. It's a hard thing. It's almost like the Blue Ridge, South Carolina look, where it's just kind of sitting on top.
He was real skinny, too. Yeah. So he seemed tall and lanky.
It's the look of all those, a lot of the real cheap foam trucker hats. They all sit up top of your head.
Yes.
Old man style.
Now, I don't know where these guys are at in the process, but Fred McGriff was chosen by the 16-member Contemporary Baseball Era Committee, which you got to have. Well, he got unanimous, and you have to have 12 of these 16 to get in.
Mm-hmm.
You know who got 8 votes in second place? Freaking Donnie Baseball.
Mattingly?
Is not in the Hall of Fame. Now, I looked his numbers up, his stats.
They dwindled really bad toward the end.
He played during an era. It was hard to put up numbers, too.
Well, he's
which is, again, why Dale Murphy should be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
He's a career 307. Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, you good. I mean, look, he's got the numbers to get in, Mattingly. He should get in. I don't want to bore you with him. He's got 9 gold gloves, 3 silver sluggers, and he's a career 307 hitter.
I think we'll just get him mixed up with Wade Boggs in their heads and then put him in.
Yeah, didn't Donnie Baseball eat the whole fried chicken before every game, right?
I heard that.
he seems to be a good coach.
He was an NL Manager of the Year a couple years ago.
Yeah. Now he's with Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
And look, Dale Murphy, he got one less vote than Curt Schilling.
Mm.
Curt got 7, Dale got 6. Dale's got the numbers to get in. I don't – this shouldn't be allowed.
What do they have against Mormons?
That's what – these writers, man, they always have their stupid separate criteria. You're always going to have the steroids, you know,
yep.
In versus out.
But
people.
What Jimmy said, though, like prior to all that, like Mattingly and Dale and many others, Bob Horner, you know,
yep.
They were great and they did it the natural way.
Yeah.
That's why Babe Ruth is still such a legend. That son of a bitch was huge, dumpy, not in good shape, just slugging home runs. You don't see big fat guys doing that anymore. I mean, you don't. Yeah. Going around smoking cigars all the time, womanizing. Where are the golden days?
They die.
This was...
We need another Ty Cobb.
Oh, God. No, we don't. this committee, Greg Maddux is on it. It's got some other former players, Ryan Sandberg and Jack Morris, Frank Thomas. They don't meet again until 2025.
I think Frank Thomas is handing out pills to everybody.
Yeah, probably. So these guys can't be considered again until then. I don't know what these guys are looking at. Lee Smith's on it too. Go Sox.
He was awesome.
I got the
Cardinals too.
Yeah, the committee includes 7 former players who all play at least a portion of their career with the nominees. Chipper's on it, Maddux, Morris, Sandberg, Lee Smith, Frank Thomas, Alan Trammell.
Well, I want to find out who didn't vote for Dale.
I know!
You got Chipper and Gregory Allen on it.
Hopefully you got those guys.
This committee considers players past 1980. Abe, why don't you meet every year? Look, I looked at the Wikipedia. I remember how good these guys were, mm-hmm. And they got numbers.
Yeah.
So why are they not in? Frank Thomas, all those guys should be embarrassed. They're on the committee and they didn't vote him in.
Well, so you also have executive branches like the dude who owns the Angels, Moreno, Theo Epstein, various other Major League Baseball executives.
What a garbage-ass sport.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really embarrassing.
We're so passionate about it, but then at the same time, it's like garbage.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it used to be, and this is going down the dumper. Whatever. You
start an Atlanta Braves Hall of Fame. Screw it.
Yeah. Do the...
Yeah.
Well, they got a ring of honor, I'm sure.
Circle of Tomahawks. Something like that.
The Saints, they were looking pretty good last night until the fourth quarter. And they gave up 14 points to the Bucks and lost 17-16.
Yeah.
Now, Tampa's not a good team. They're 6-6, but they don't really score points when they need to.
No, they don't.
They did last night, which is weird because I don't know where that came from. But they're not particularly good.
Because late in the game, don't score points when they need to.
That's a good point, Matt, man. Late in the game, Brady's arm looked great. Those long balls are flying, man.
I'll tell you, man, it was tough for me to sit in the second half. So I saw some highlights. But
it'd be harder for you to stand.
Yeah, I just saw highlights that we was throwing. I mean, the arm strength is still there. That hasn't dipped.
Well, have you seen Nolan Ryan still? He's still throwing like 60s.
So that commercial was filmed in 1988.
I saw the documentary.
You know, Baker Mayfield's looking for a job. He has been released by the Panthers. They told him he was going to be third-string quarterback for the rest of the season. He's like, mom won't let me go.
What was his fall apart? Like, what happened? From just college to pro? Didn't?
We had a good year in Cleveland, but he got hurt, and then it just – I don't know. People say now he's officially a bust.
You know, it almost like, in a way, it would suck – to like make it really big like your rookie year and then just go downhill from there, because that's happened in talking about baseball so many times.
This is what's frustrating. I wish we had Greg Buckner coming on still, because he'd be the perfect person to ask.
God, what happened? Was he mad at us or something?
I don't know.
He was great.
The worst NBA player in the league is still one of the best players in the world.
Yeah, by far.
A lot of skills. These guys go to a team and they just give up. Like, they fall out of the rotation, they just don't try. There's a lot of NBA players that don't give effort. So it kind of makes you wonder if football is the same way. Like, if you get with a scheme, you don't fit, or a coach, you just give up.
You say what you want to about Master P as a sports agent, but he really had a good plan as how to pay the – you give him a somewhat of a good base salary, mm-hmm. and then everything else is incentivized.
Yep.
Touchdown, $75,000, whatever. That was kind of smart.
Yeah.
Now, some of this is coaches' faults, too, because they can't figure out
rotations. Well, they want guaranteed contracts, of course.
Yeah.
That, I think that's where it is. Plus, if you have a – we've talked about, like, in college football, you have a big team you're playing next week, playing a weaker team this week,
mm-hmm.
you don't try as hard. You don't want to put that much effort because you want to be healthy for next week.
Yeah.
That's kind of
yeah.
nonsense.
Well, a lot of people think Baker may go to the 49ers because Garoppolo's out for the year.
Christian McCaffrey's like, no.
I know, man. Well, even Shanahan was like, this might not be a fit right now. But, you know, he's just saying that.
Yeah.
Because he likes the dude. He's going to try to get him in. Because they got Brock Purdy now. He probably wishes he had Beathard still so he can play him at quarterback.
Isn't it Beathard?
Yeah, something dumb.
Yeah.
Something he changed because he didn't like Beathard, I guess.
Well, would you?
Yeah, it'd be cool.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Fat Boy. When we come back, truth and consequences. You know, look, life sometimes gets in the way. You have your thoughts about the way you want your life to go, and then things happen, and you have to either be a hero or stay on your island and keep your word.
Yeah, yeah, those are your options.
This guy said he ain't letting his kid move back in.
He did. That's what the dad said here.
Mom is...
talking about his adult kid.
She's vetoing that.
Yeah, mom said, nope, we still parents. We didn't stop being parents when they got grown up.
But she's going to do it live on the radio next.
Yeah.
It's truth and consequences.
You better lay down the gauntlets what's going to happen.
This can be real awkward.
Mm-hmm.
Morning, everybody.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.